first time Vietnamese victims of Agent Orange have filed a lawsuit against the U.S. companies that produced the toxic exfoliant used by American forces during the Vietnam War. The lawsuit, filed by the Vietnam Association for Victims of Agent Orange on behalf of three people, was submitted to the U.S. federal court in Brooklyn, New York on January 30. The association said that 10 companies are named in the suit, though it declined to specify them by name. Dow Chemical and Monsanto are known to have been two of the primary producers of Agent Orange. Between 1962 and 1971, U.S. planes sprayed an estimated 21 million gallons of defoliant, mostly Agent Orange, over forests where they believed Vietnamese troops might be hiding. Many American veterans and Vietnamese have long blamed Agent Orange, which contains the deadly component dioxin, for a variety of illnesses, including cancer and diabetes. Washington claims there is no direct evidence linking dioxin with the illnesses. Nevertheless, close to 10,000 Vietnam War veterans in the United States received disability benefits related to Agent Orange exposure. And in 1984, Dow and Monsanto agreed to pay $180 million to U.S. veterans. One of the three Vietnamese plaintiffs suffered four miscarriages, while another has breast cancer and her blood tests show high levels of dioxin. The third plaintiff also has cancer and two children with birth defects. Under an agreement with Vietnam, Washington has pledged to conduct joint scientific research on the defoliant, but has been unable to discuss any compensation. Vietnam says about 3 million of its people suffer from diseases linked to the chemical. Threatened U.S. lawsuits against top South African and multinational firms that benefited from a cartoon and received a media boost, with former Anglican Archbishop Desmond Tutu throwing his weight behind the $1 million reparations effort. Tutu has sent a sworn affidavit from John Spiegel, the New York District Court judge who was dealing with the lawsuit, asking that they go ahead. He also made a decision that it makes no sense to claim that they were the foreign investment in South Africa, as senior South Africans have argued. On the contrary, he added, placing corporations on notice that they will in future be held responsible for the effects of their investments in repressive regimes may well create an incentive for them to channel such investments into countries with a deep human rights record. To this stance is put U.S. court in July to dismiss the lawsuits. Among the companies being targeted are Anglo-American, Barclays Bank, British Petroleum, Daimler Chrysler, and Shell. Last year, Anglo-American said it strongly rejected the efforts made by U.S. lawyers and others to use U.S. courts to resolve important issues for South Africa's future. Tutu's affidavit argued that the lawsuits could even promote reconciliation by addressing the needs of those apartheid victims dissatisfied with the small monetary value granted to them by the Truth and Reconciliation Commission, which the former Archbishop headed. The commission recommended payments in those are Radio U.S. top stories for this Wednesday, February 4th. Once again, RAC's headlines. U.S. Secretary of State Colin Powell makes contradictory statements on Iraq war and weapons of mass destruction. And top British intelligence official drops bombshell in Iraq controversy. From our studios in Havana, I'm Langston Wright.